You're listening to Strictly Business Podcast with Lindsay Williams.
This edition of It's My Money is brought to you by Brenthurst Wealth, your partner for global wealth creation. Welcome to It's My Money. It's My Money is brought to you by Brenthurst Wealth, which is South Africa's top boutique wealth manager 2023 and hopefully in 2024 as well. And from Brenthurst Wealth in Stellenbosch is Sonia du Plessis. Now, Sonia, you sent me something yesterday, which is, I'm reading through it, and it seems sort of obvious, but the obvious things occasionally escape people. You say, and let me just read the headline to you, it says, ways to be more financially savvy. And as a new year starts, well, we're in the first quarter of the new year, but you say, I always wonder about how the year is going to pan out and how that's going to translate into my clients' investment returns. And I'm sure that this time of year, or early in the early part of the year, you sit down and you get back to basics, Sonia.
Yeah. Hello, Lindsay, and hello to your listeners.
Thanks
for having me again. Yeah, like you mentioned, it's an article that I sent out early on in the year in February, but the points are still very much applicable. And I think, especially this year in 2024, you know, we're expecting a lot of volatility. It's the year where interest rates are most likely going to start going down. We've got the Fed, you know, Fed wanting to drop interest rates, as well as in South Africa. And that's going to cause a bit of a stir. And we've got elections coming up. It's I read the other day, it's, you know, where half of the world population is going to vote. And it's one of the years with the most elections. So that's also going to cause a lot of volatility in markets and a lot of uncertainty. And, you know, we don't have a crystal ball, Lindsay. We don't know if it's going to be good or bad. And in times of volatility, it is good to stick to the basics, basics in financial planning, where your money has to be well diversified and where you've got to keep your eye on the prize. In other words, you know, invest for the long term, because we don't know what way interest rates are going to go, and we don't also know what's going to happen with elections.
Quite
but
right.
I'm diverging a bit of the point now. But
you're not diverging off the point at all. You're quite right. And going back to that election story, I mean, people always say, well, it doesn't matter what this election means, and geopolitically, the events that are going on, which are horrible, don't always impact the markets in the longer term. But you go back to this, again, the basics, which I like. Your point number one is avoid the I deserve this mindset. What do you mean by that, Sonia?
What I mean by that is, you know, a lot of the time you have this mindset where you've got your salary and you feel at the end of the month, you know, I need that new bicycle or I need that new pair of shoes, almost like you deserve it. But at the end of the day, if you postpone that, I almost want to say want, it's not necessarily a need. If you postpone it a couple of months or even a year, you can buy two of those. So, you know, life is a fine balance between balancing your wants and your needs. And if your budget is tight, rather skip on the wants and only purchase the needs, if that makes sense.
Makes very good sense, indeed. Yeah. And you say the first step to financial freedom is thinking twice before putting that want item into your trolley. I suppose you've got to have everything else in order before you've got the luxury of having the want in the trolley, as you say.
Mm. And I think the other thing also worth mentioning, Lindsay, is like these days also, you know, we are bombarded by marketing material. Even on Facebook or social media, we are really bombarded by so much marketing material. You almost feel like you need that product, but it's good to just step back a bit, especially in the beginning of the year, and just say to yourself, this is my budget. I'm not going to fall for each and every marketing trap out there, and just be mindful on what I purchase and what I don't.
I like the second one. You say focus on income generation. It sounds so basic, and people will say, well, of course we're focusing on income generation. We have a job or we have a business, and that is generating income. But you talk about the side hustle, and you talk about investing in yourself. Very, very interesting point you make. Maybe you could expand upon it.
Yeah, so if you're in a situation where your money is tight, or if if you've got, you know, a bit of an entrepreneurial spirit, don't be scared to venture in that direction. A lot of the time, and these days, you know, working from home, people are able to balance two or three jobs if their time allows for it. So if you can do that, do it. You know, to focus on income generation, what I mean by that is don't just settle for having a normal salary from your employer. If you feel like you need an extra income, go into that something else that is triggering you. And at the end of the day, you might be able to stop your normal work employment and move over to something else that is more in your line of passion. So, you know, don't be, and even for retired people, we see that these days that, you know, retiring at 65, a lot of people say, yo, I've still got some, you know, I still want to do something and go for it. A lot of people that we've seen in our practice, they start with new, different jobs, even at the age of 65. So, yeah, don't be scared in doing that.
I think the whole concept of retiring from a job is not antiquated, Sonia, but it's certainly being reviewed and being expanded a little bit in years' terms. Now, number three, pay off your debts. Well, that always seems simple, but you make a very good point about having these debit orders, and you may be subscribed to something and you forget about it because every month you've got 150 rand or something being taken off for something. You say, what is that on my statement? I don't use that anymore. So be very, very careful about what is actually going out of your account without you really knowing.
Yeah, so pay off your debts is very simple. Look at your bank statement and pay off your creditors that is charging you the highest debt or the highest interest. That would be something like a credit card or a clothing account. Your household debt is good debt, and you don't necessarily have to pay that off immediately. Obviously, if your goal is to settle with debt and you want to pay that off, go for it, but pay off your credit card clothing accounts first. And if you can live every month by paying off your credit card completely, I mean, that would be ideal. So, and try and do that. You know, you've got to set these goals, because if you don't think about it and if you don't dot it down as a goal, it's just never going to happen.
Yeah, and I sort of jumped forward to another point, review your financial costs. But yeah, paying off your debts. There's a good debt. Everyone needs a good debt. Not many people are lucky enough to be able to go out and say, I want that house and I'm going to pay cash for it, or I want that car and I'm going to pay cash for it in many cases as well. So there's good debt, which is perhaps a house debt or a bond, and there's bad debt as well. Get rid of the bad debt, I think, is what you're saying here.
Yes, yeah. And that slots in with reviewing your financial costs. That is where you also take your bank statement and just check where can you save on costs. And sometimes it's a very simple exercise, something like banking costs. I helped my mom the other day. I saw she was paying about 370 rand a month, and she's already retired. And that's a no-brainer to stop that and move to a different bank. You know, we've got banks in South Africa where you pay seven rand a month, and they're doing exactly the same as your old traditional banks.
Yeah.
And also something like short-term insurance, you know, go and get a value on your car again, because something like a car devalues every year, and your insurance premium is then supposed to go down. So put in the extra effort and review that every year. It is so important, and it's going to save you a lot of money, especially if you look at it over a year's term.
Such a good point. You can shop around now. There are websites that will help you. And also, if you've got the time and the inclination to do so, yeah, just say, this bank charges me this. I wonder what this bank would charge me. And as you say, the differences can be absolutely enormous. Okay, now, number four, have something extra. What do you mean by that?
Something extra is to have an emergency fund. So important, and I think COVID taught us all that lesson where, you know, if you set up your budget, pay yourself first. In other words, pay something towards your retirement, and then put something in a nest egg where you put in 5 or 10% of your salary into a product that you can use in case of an emergency. If your car breaks down or if you land up in hospital and medical aid doesn't pay for it. So very important to have a nest egg or an emergency fund. And if you don't have that, make that a priority this year to get some sort of emergency fund in place.
Quite right. And you say you need to really save enough to cover at least 3 to 6 months worth of expenses.
Yes.
And that should be the goal. So let's go for 6 months on that one. And next one, review your financial costs. I sort of jumped forward to that one earlier on. But again, constantly sitting on your own or with your financial advisor and going onto a spreadsheet and saying, well, this is what I'm paying for this, this is what I'm paying for that, and I shouldn't be paying this amount. And it should be done, I suppose, a couple of times a year, Sonia. What would you recommend?
Yes. Yeah, I think, Lindsay, I think once a year is plenty, but twice a year is ideal. But once a year is more than enough, and it shouldn't be a very long exercise. And if you are married or living with a partner, very important to also then do that as a family or as a household, so that both parties are on the same page.
Number six is a great one. Make sure to have fun. Now, you don't want your finances to become a chore. Financial planning can be actually very interesting because it's part of your life and your family's life. So occasionally you have to say to yourself, I'm going to have fun. A lot of people, for example, coming up to the Easter holidays will be going and having some fun if they've been prudent enough to be able to afford to have fun. It is important, Sonia.
Yes. Yeah, it is important. I think like anything in life, you know, like I said, yeah, it's no one enjoys the journey if it's a slog. So, you know, put something extra aside to go on that holiday at the end of the year or at the middle of the year. Put something aside to at least, if your finances are very tight and you can't afford to eat out twice a month, try and do that once a month. So very important for everyone's mental health being, I think, also to have some fun and not just work and have no play. And if it doesn't allow for it at the moment, then make it a priority to look at it at the end of the year or in 6 months' time.
And it gives you something to look forward to as well, putting that,
yes, exactly,
putting that little bit aside. Your final point is keep an eye on the big prize. What's the big prize?
Yeah, I think, Lindsay, that's just to, you know, if you get your finances in order, it might be painful. You might have to most likely cut down on all your luxuries or some of your luxuries, and you're going to feel like, you know, it's not nice, or family members in your household is not necessarily going to like you. If you say to the children, listen, we're not going to eat out every week, but only once a month, kids is probably not going to like it. But what I mean by keeping an eye on the big prize is that money gives you options, and that is what your ultimate goal should be. So if you pull in the belt in tighter for a month or two or three or six, at the end of the day, it will be rewarded. And that is your ultimate goal. You want to try and get rid of the bad debt that is drowning your finances, and you want to get to a situation where you feel more at peace with the fact that you're saving for your retirement and that you are in the products, most cost-effective products. And yeah, it's very important to go through these steps. And at the end of the day, like I say, keep your eye on the big prize. Your hard work is not going to be not rewarded.
I think the overall feeling,
and that's it. Yeah.
Yeah, the overall feeling that I've got, having spoken to you, is you've got to be organised and you've got to be responsible. And you say right at the end, every time you spend, you're giving up a fraction of your future freedom. So avoid wasting your freedom on things that you don't need or genuinely want. Your future self will thank you. I can guarantee that. And that's coming from a financial planner. And I'm going back now to number six, make sure to have fun. Have fun, Sonia, you and your family, over the forthcoming holiday period. So thank you very much for your time. Sonia Duplessis is from Prentice Wealth in Stellenbosch. And that was It's My Money. It's My Money was brought to you by Brenthurst Wealth, an award-winning boutique wealth management company.